special price. The 2019 models have started arriving, and you can shop from home. Reinhardt Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
There you are, ma'am. Your porch swing is as good as new.
Oh, thanks, Bill. Oh, by the way, I need a new electrical outlet in my kitchen.
Say no more, ma'am. I am an electrical genius.
You are.
When the guy who just fixed your porch swing offers to do electrical work, you might be a little skeptical. Electricity can be dangerous. Each year, there are thousands of home fires caused by faulty wiring.
Actually, I was considering Crosby Electric. All of their technicians are highly trained.
Me too.
You?
Yep. Graduated from the School of Hard Shocks.
To wear the Crosby Electric uniform, you have to undergo background checks, drug testing, continuing education, and rigorous safety training.
Oh, ma'am, you don't need a new outlet. Just plug all those appliances into this extension cord.
Isn't that dangerous?
Oh, come on, ma'am. Take a walk on the wild side.
No, thanks.
Don't trust your home to just any electrical genius. Call the trained, experienced professionals at Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Acceptance Insurance on Twain Curve for our annual holiday food drive. Drop off your non-perishable food donations to help feed families this holiday season.
November 13th is Sadie Hawkins Day. It's a day when roles are reversed and women ask men out on dates. Well, ladies, here I am. Yes, I'm right here.
No!
Ladies?
No!
Oh, here comes one now. Oh, no, that's a dude with long hair. Not to worry, there's still plenty of time left to have a happy Sadie Hawkins Day.
No!
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. Riverside Chevrolet.
At 8. Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Search teams in Northern California are going to addresses of people reported missing in the wildfire burning there. The remains of 42 have been found. This woman doesn't know if her home is one of at least 6,000 destroyed.
But, you know, I'm here. I'm not burned. And that's all that really counts.
Members of Congress are back at work today. House Republicans have a few more weeks in the majority before Democrats take over. And the deadline for a deal to avoid a partial government shutdown is December 7th.
Republicans are hoping to make good on President Trump's promise to fund the border wall, but newly emboldened Democrats say they're more concerned with protecting Special Counsel Robert Mueller. House GOP lawmakers are also hoping to push a farm bill that could include new limits on food stamps over the finish line. Meanwhile, dozens of newly elected House members and a handful of new senators will arrive in Washington for orientation as both parties prepare to choose its leaders.
That's Fox's Sean Langell in D.C. This is Fox News.
You found a morning show that's so good, it's almost like a fairy tale. Wake up with Greg Budell.
My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die.
Jay Scott.
Inconceivable!
Emily Hayes.
I know who you are. Your cruelty reveals everything. You're the Dread Pirate Roberts, admit it.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog. And Rich Thomas.
Well, you're at it. Why don't you give me a nice paper cut and pour lemon juice on it? We're closed.
Now get ready to live happily ever after. Here comes three men and a lady.
As you wish.
Are we living happily ever after?
No.
No?
No.
Anybody?
No, no, no.
You look happy.
Yes.
This is one of the four ain't bad. Greg Goodell, Jay Scott, Emily Hayes, and with the forecast on this wretched day, here's the...
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Alabama Heating and Air Conditioning. One call does it all. Proudly serving the River Region. Call 334-669-6693. Alabama license number 17022. Alabama Heating and Air Conditioning.
I have the radar right next to me here, and just about every square inch of central and south Alabama, with very few exceptions, are covered by rain right now. Mostly light rain, but I see some moderate rain now coming into parts of the city, into Pike Road, and into parts of, into portions of central and south Alabama. So we'll see periods of rain today, mostly light to moderate, with steady or falling temperatures. In other words, we're in the low 50s right now. We'll fall to about 46 by 5 p.m., and the winds will pick up later, which will add insult to injury. Overnight low 42. Tomorrow, with periods of rain again, I know, a cold day, high 49, third day in a row. This is like living in the Pacific Northwest, right? Thursday, chance of showers early, otherwise cloudy. A few sun breaks late, maybe. A cold day, high 47. Friday, the sun is back, and it'll look nice. Highs in the 50s, and we could see a freeze by first thing Friday morning. But looks like the weekend is great. Highs in the 60s, plenty of sunshine, just a textbook fall weekend. Right now this morning, we have a 500-foot overcast. Northwest winds at 10 miles per hour. Our temperature is 52 at 8:06.
I was just looking at Martha McSally, who, for whatever reason, did not win the Arizona Senate seat that was open. And she's such an amazing lady, and she was there. She had a beautiful Irish setter that was on the sofa while she was talking to Fox.
Huh?
Gorgeous dog, doing tricks.
Oh, cool.
And a woman who flew fighter jets and put her life on the line for this country. And they elected somebody who said it's okay to join the Taliban in Arizona. Her own state is the meth lab of democracy. I don't get it sometimes. I just don't. And Florida, what excitement they have going on there right now. The things I'm hearing from my friends down there.
Just can't get it right.
Ever. This is not their first election, but you'd think it was.
Maybe now, they should go into the rodeo business. I'm sorry.
We have an opportunity this morning.
What is it?
Well, that's when you have a chance to do something you haven't done previously, but that's not important.
God, Rich, why did you just give it to him like that?
No, you see, I wouldn't even move my mouth. I was like ventriloquist.
Oh, don't deny it. That was your voice.
Yeah.
Many times, because we do have a little bit of a generation gap on this show, which is
whatever
okay.
Do you mean?
Yeah, I'm a lot younger than
Well, Greg. You've heard... you've heard me and Rich at times break into something called Niagara Falls. You know, when the...
Niagara Falls.
Yeah, you all do that, and you do the Rochester thing.
Rochester.
It's your own little group inside joke.
No,
I'm just
not.
Over
it's
here.
It's based on something.
Listen. Well,
Niagara Falls. Slowly I turned, and step by step, inch by inch, I walked up to him and I smashed him. I popped him to pieces, and I knocked him down.
Wasn't that funny?
So every time somebody mentioned Niagara Falls, he would go into that bit. In like, Niagara Falls.
When he's 9 years old in fourth grade.
Yeah. That keeps rehappening.
Oh, okay. See, because when you don't know the premise, it's odd.
Yeah. It's just like, go to YouTube, type Niagara Falls, you'll find it.
It's like bringing up South Park and that us not knowing.
You know what? But I do it anyway because I'm my own best friend.
I have a question for you, Tree, and everybody listening. I want you to think about it. Give it some thought. We'll come back.
Right. Oh, so we don't answer immediately?
No.
Okay.
Right. I want you to think about how much money you think you spend on Christmas over a lifetime. Let's call
over
it...
Over a lifetime?
60 years. That's past your teenage years, okay?
Holy
so that would be 78.
A nickel.
Well, no, just think about it, okay? Don't start now.
I don't know.
As long as you're going to spend all that money, why not visit Brian Jewelry in Prattville and get you something really, really great? Something you can lay away, by the way. They have an excellent program for that. But the days, I mean, the clock is ticking, friends, holiday-wise. I think my Rudolph by the door now says 42 days. Mm-hmm. Whatever it is, the amount of time you have to have something created from scratch, that is shrinking. In fact, Lynn from Brian Jewelry suggested if you have something you want them to make, to try and get it to them the Wednesday before Thanksgiving so they have adequate time to create it and then make whatever tweaks and adjustments you want. But how cool to be able to give somebody something that came right out of your head and then was channeled through the talented people at Brian Jewelry's, your own original gift idea. Now, if an idea is something you don't have, go get one, because they're great at that too, taking people in a bit of a panic. I don't know what to do. Well, calm down. Let's talk about who you're shopping for and learn about them. And based on the information you provide, they can make great gift suggestions on that. One place you can't lose in Brian Jewelry are the two showcases by the front door. On the left, as you're facing the door walking out, is the Tide showcase, the War Eagle on the right. for whatever reason, the War Eagle showcase had been shopped a little heavier than the Alabama section. But what I, here's what I can tell you. Got Emily for her first Christmas tree with her fiance. A beautiful Alabama sterling silver ornament. An Auburn money. See, I found gifts there for people that are tough to shop for. I'm sorry they didn't have a 6K money clip.
So, a what?
A 6K money clip.
6K?
Whatever it is, I have no idea. You and Jay talk back and forth about these Ks.
Oh, the 4K and the 4K, yeah. Television set. Yeah.
Now, if I could just slip 4K.
You know 6K?
Yeah, I could have. If I could have put
6K. 8K is next.
I would have done that. They also have a monumental selection of all kinds of stones, pendants. You can create a watch there. There's no shortage of ideas and the nicest people to help you prepare for this holiday season. Stop by and see them at 1778 East Main in the Preferred Community. And Brian Jewelry is online at brianjewelry.com. A little club you can sign up for and save $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more at Brian Jewelry in Prattville.
Morning, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Lots of stuff this morning. We have an accident on 85 northbound. That is going to be up around Ann Street, Mulberry Street. It has traffic backed up a little bit, but it's beginning to lighten up there. Also on 65 south coming down toward North Boulevard, there's the rush hour crowd headed this way. And we also have this accident up on 85 southbound around Chantilly Parkway. That's where the heaviest delay is, but the delays run all the way back now past the Pike Road exits. So be very careful out there. Starting to see some heavy traffic on Taylor Road with folks trying to avoid that accident there. Also have one Arba at South Union and another 2000 Birmingham Highway. Registration for spring semester 2019 at Trenum State is going on now. Classes begin January 9th. Trenum State Community College, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, we have your local news coming up, and coming out of the other side of that, we have the things Southern women say. Somebody requests that for their birthday, so that's just ahead at 8:14.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Selma police have a suspected killer behind bars this morning. Police say 34-year-old Winston Harris is charged with murder and the death of 42-year-old Ricky Sanders. Sanders' badly beaten body was found on Lamar Avenue last Friday morning. Harris is being held in the Dallas County Jail. Montgomery police are investigating a shooting Monday night. They tell us this happened in the 4700 block of Mobile Highway around 6:30. A man was taken to the hospital with life-threatening injuries. So far, no arrests have been made. And multiple organizations are holding a rain gear drive for MPS students today. If you would like to donate, visit Booker T. Washington's campus on Haneville Road, Moe's at East Chase, or St. James School this morning. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
I hope Granny makes sausage gravy.
I'm so hungry I could eat the south end of a northbound goat.
Let's go to Cracker Barrel. The vegetable of the day is mac and cheese.
Will you carry me to Bojangles?
Honey, I always keep koozies in my pocketbook.
Have you heard Scotty McCreary's new song, Southern Belle? I love it.
Woo! Pig suey! Arkansas's in the house!
You have a gorgeous bow mouth. Perfect for lipstick.
With all due respect.
Poor old Bernie Sanders' hair stands 40 ways to Sunday.
Poor old Hillary Clinton's always smack dab in the middle of some kind of drama.
Now that Donald Trump would make a humdinger of a president.
He's so rich, he buys a new boat every time the other one gets wet.
You're slower than molasses going uphill in January.
She's so tacky, she chews gum in the choir loft.
I know, right?
It won't open 'cause you're not holding your mouth right.
You going to the Okra Festival?
You going to the Liver Mush Festival?
You going to the Catfish Festival?
She's country as cornbread.
She's so country, when she opens her mouth, sticks fall out.
They so country. If they was to win the lottery, they would buy a two-story double wide.
Well, I never.
Well, I'll be.
Honey, hush. Good Gussie.
Child, please.
Honey, I heard that on the scanner.
Now, who monogrammed your Yeti cooler?
These pants pick up everything but men and money.
Ooh, I gotta pull over. Here comes a funeral.
That funeral's gonna be some sad singing and flower bringing.
Who plans a funeral during an Auburn game?
The Saints need to get their asses in gear. Arkansas Razorbacks, y'all! Yeah!
Well, she ain't no bigger than a bar of soap after a good day's washing.
Ew, this casserole is a hot mess.
Honey, what time's it getting to be?
I'm fixing to get ready to get ready.
Piss poor planning on your part does not constitute an emergency on my part.
Girl, you got your in a ringer this time.
Ain't no flies on me.
What in the Sam Bell Hill are you doing?
Don't you dress that deer in my garage.
I'm about to jack you to Jesus.
I'm about to kick your butt from here to Christmas and dare you to walk back.
I'll slap you to sleep and then slap you for sleeping.
Let sleeping dogs lie.
You can't make chicken dumplings out of chicken droppings.
Don't go up a hog's to see how much lard is in a pound.
I can't like that on Facebook. My mama might see it.
Quit waddling around in your church clothes.
Don't touch that. It's an antique.
Don't you track up my floors. You better stop showing out.
You better be home by dark 30.
Bow ties are sexy.
He's so hot, I'd bite his and pray for lockjaw.
She'd be better off sticking a toothpick in a lion's than to mess with my man.
They got diehard batteries on sale up to Walmart.
I look like death on a cracker.
I feel like a busted mater.
You know, she took sick.
Bless her heart. There's a tree stump in Louisiana that has a higher IQ.
Bless her heart. She's always had one foot in the gutter.
Bless his heart. His memory's as short as his goober.
That's as useless as a screen door in a submarine.
He's about as useless as a cup of decaf.
He's as useless as a football bat.
I need a tractor with the cup holder.
Remember when hashtag was called a pound sign?
No daughter of mine is walking out the house wearing that.
Honey, I wouldn't wear that to a dog fight.
If that girl's britches turn loose.
Hey, girls from Jersey?
Yeah.
I didn't hear that. My headphones was tangled, so I unplugged them and untangled them.
Oops, I just got dinged.
Montgomery Peyton Body, I would suggest.
Oh, no, this is... We're at 0.2 inch at the house.
Oh, okay. 0.2 since midnight. I'm at 0.21 since midnight, so we're on the same page.
Can you make Roz a deputy ring gauge sometime?
I can.
Because she does report when I'm here.
She does.
You know, who's responsible for Millbrook? Who gives you guys the numbers for Millbrook? Not Emily Hayes.
No. Analog ring gauge boy, no. 84, got...
says... That's what you want for your birthday? Rain gauge? You're going, no, I don't want a rain gauge.
Wedding present?
2.4.
I just want to feel important. I got a fancy new umbrella yesterday.
Hey.
It's that one that, like, it, you know, it does the thing.
You're trying to describe an umbrella?
Yeah, because it doesn't go out in the upside down U, it comes in. Like a V, you know what I mean? Like you open it and then it comes right in. So you don't get the
I don't understand. What did you just
say? I'm just trying to participate.
I was telling these.
Tell you about my umbrella.
I was telling these two guys in the weather business, I've had tons of umbrellas over the years because companies give you weather.
Yeah.
Give you umbrellas. But this morning I couldn't find
one. All I know is I never have one when I need it.
I couldn't find one this morning.
We got a lot going on in traffic. Just in, we'll be getting an update from Rick in just a moment. Joining us on the phone now is Mr. Morris Capuano. And I'd asked you guys to think about how much money do you think the average person spends 60 Christmases through adulthood? So up till age 78.
I'm going to say $25K.
$25K, Jay?
Oh, man. I would say 35.
I'm going to go with my gut here and $43,512.
Wait, can I chime in here? Can I chime in here? Please do. Okay. I'm going to say probably around 50. You said over a 60-year period, right?
Yeah. 60-year period.
I'm going to say $49,711.
He's our winner.
Wow.
Now, we can't give you a prize because you are affiliated with the radio station, Morris Capuano, but you came closest, but the actual number is about $100,000.
Oh, wow.
Holy Toledo.
Over a 60-year period, on an annual basis, about $235 on decorations and stuff for the house.
Oh, I didn't figure that in.
$300 on food and $375 on gifts.
Oh, no, I didn't do food and stuff.
I was just thinking about gifts.
Oh, well, not what's the question? How much does the average person spend on Christmas, right?
Yeah, but that includes everything from food.
Yeah, I was only thinking. Yeah.
I just thought we were talking about gifts. I didn't have all the information, therefore, I would like to guess again.
It wasn't explained right.
Exactly. That's right, Greg.
Don't do that. Don't say that.
We didn't have all the information up front, so how can we make an educated guess when you?
That's correct.
Turn my mic back on.
Greg, it's your fault.
I was just made aware of that.
Tomorrow, Morris, we're getting oatmeal.
You can't just turn all of our microphones off.
He kept mine on. He's a good guy.
Tomorrow we're getting oatmeal.
Is there a Rich Thomas umbrella? Is there a Rich Thomas umbrella?
There has been over the years.
That's a great idea.
Marketing idea.
To have it up and have Rich's face on the top.
Yes.
That would be very clever.
Rich said it would do this.
Rich said it would rain.
I will take two, Rich.
All right.
Well, let's talk about home ownership. That's what we need to discuss here. And this is the man that's made it possible for thousands of people during his incredible career, getting people through that process, guiding them through it, Morris Capuano, now teaming up with Renaissance Bank with a whole array of programs that help make it possible.
There's a good question to ask. Over a 60-year period, how much do you spend renting as compared to owning?
That is a really good question. Well, I know the average.
You got to count the price of rent. And what you don't get back on taxes because you don't have that first mortgage deduction.
Well, right now you still can get a mortgage deduction. And the average person spends on rent, I think, over 60 years, gosh knows. A lot of people have been renting for a long time. And, you know, because they're concerned about home ownership and the responsibilities. And a lot of responsibilities go into buying a home. But if you have been what, you know, Greg, you've alluded to for years and years and years as renting, you're just giving that landlord money on a continual basis. You're not getting a tax deduction. And, you know, it's time to maybe invest in yourself. Interest rates are up a little bit, but, you know, you have to focus on payments. So if the average person is paying $1,000 rent or $800 rent, that equates to about $140,000 mortgage. And depending upon what sort of, you know, financing you want to get. And, you know, Renaissance has a variety of mortgage programs available with 0% down, 3.5% down, 3% down, 100% financing on USDA loans. So we kind of like run the gambit. So if you want to know what you can qualify for and ask the questions, if you're scared to know what your credits look like, don't be scared. Make that phone call. Give us a buzz at 409-9300, and we're going to get you squared away. Whether it's raining, it's sunny, where you're spending $100,000 on Christmas gifts, kind of like you guys said, if you just took half of that or a portion of that or spent 20% less, that could be your down payment in 3 months. So give us a buzz, 409-9300. We'll take care of you. We'll sit down with you face-to-face, and we'll ask the questions to make you feel better.
All right, that's 409-9300 for the hardest working guy in the mortgage business, Morris Capuano with Renaissance Bank, an equal housing lender, NMLS number 402-669. Thanks for joining us, my friend.
Thanks, guys. You have an awesome morning.
Take care.
And don't forget, once you got that house, you can keep the curb of people up. The curb appeal of...
You on drugs?
Only the ones that keep me chemically balanced. Curb of people...
Wow.
Now it's in my head.
Bless your heart.
Now it's in my head. I can't get rid of it. Curb appeal up.
Curb appeal.
We get a lot of calls for this number, 202-8760 for J&S Professional Landscaping. They do a phenomenal job, and now that grass is going into dormant season, have them out, spruce up, groom your lawn, so when you have holiday guests over and you start putting up your decorations, your yard's going to look great. J&S, the Yard Groomers, 202-8760. It's 826.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. For portable restrooms that are elegantly appointed with multiple vanities, hot and cold running water, private stalls with flushing toilets, stereos, and air conditioning, you can trust Formal Outings.
everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Seeing some clearing over on 85 around where that accident was, around Mulberry and Ann Street. No problems there right now. Still seeing some traffic coming in on 65 southbound, up around Highway 143, and from North Boulevard down to the interchange. And, of course, we have the big accident. That is over at 85 southbound and Chantilly Parkway. There's a lot of delay there from Taylor Road all the way back to the Pike Road exit. There's some slow traffic in there. It's also affecting Taylor Road at the moment. 231 South in Wetumpka at Main Street. Across from CVS, a new accident there. Also Arba and South Union and 2000 Birmingham Highway. Premier Place is the ultimate shopping experience. Shop professionals and spa. It's fashion, Sally Beauty, Cato Fashions, T-Mobile, and more. It's all at Premier Place in Prattville. Another great McClinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
No matter your circumstance, you should call Stewart Vance at 333-333-333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hi, I'm David Woods, and I want to invite you to get your news, weather, and sports 1 hour earlier on the WCOV News at 9.
Diversity in the workplace was on the minds of hundreds of people attending a diversity summit in the capital city.
We cover the news of the day while shining a light on those who are helping to make Montgomery a better place.
A future in manufacturing as a skilled worker could be one of their next moves.
And they care about what goes on in the community.
Join us on the WCOV News at 9 on Fox 20.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks.
Mike here from Capital City Ace Hardware. Fall is here and Ace is the place for all of your outdoor power needs. We proudly sell and service Steel brand chainsaws, trimmers, blowers, and much more. Steel is the preferred brand of landscaping professionals and DIY homeowners as well. And of course, we have hand rakes and leaf bags to get those fallen leaves under control. Capital City Ace is located at 3215 Taylor Road, Montgomery.
The holidays are here. And while most of us will be busy planning the next big meal, thousands of families in the River region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting and McGriff Paint and Body Auto Service are doing something about it, and you can help. Drop off non-perishable food items to McGriff Paint and Body Auto Service and help stuff our Sprinter van full of food. McGriff Paint and Body Auto Service has been keeping the River region going since 1949. It's our annual holiday food drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and McGriff Paint and Body Auto Service.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Today's awesome show is brought to you by November, home of the four-day Thanksgiving weekend. Take that, December.
We now return to election night coverage. Day 8.
Welcome back to our continuing coverage. Oh my God, I'm so tired. There are still races being counted. Let's go to the big board. Mary? I guess she's not ready yet. Let's go live to our reporter in the street. Randy?
I am live at the high school gym where a mere 192 hours ago, this room was filled with voters. But today, ooh, just got hit by a dodgeball. Back to you in the studio.
Okay, let's check in with Mary again and see how the recounts are going. Mary, can someone get Mary a pillow? Why are we still counting votes anyway? It's been 8 days. What are they, using an abacus? Do they run out of fingers and toes? Buy a computer. My 3-year-old nephew can count better than this, and he's 3.
We will return with election night coverage, day 8.
Oh, someone get me a coffee.
It's time.
It is time.
Time for
stupid
news.
News.
What news?
Stupid
news.
Let's go.
I'm your stupid news anchor, Greg Goodell. Best and worst cities for single people. Where do you think those would be?
Best and worst for single people.
Yeah, if you were single and you wanted to live where you had the greatest abundance of choices, what city do you think that might be?
Las Vegas.
Emily says Las Vegas. Jay?
I feel like it's got to have a lot of population, or it's got to have a large population. Chicago.
I'll say New York City, just to be different.
It's probably going to be something like...
Actually, Jay's guess was the best because he was the only one to hit a city in the top 10. Counting down the top 5 places to meet singles.
Number 5. Number 5.
Denver.
Okay.
Why was that hard for you?
Denver.
Sometimes...
Number 4.
San Francisco.
Okay.
And go out for a nice walk with somebody, just don't step in the crack in the street.
Number 3.
Portland. You're only going to meet a maniac in Portland.
Number 2.
Los Angeles.
Okay.
And number 1.
Atlanta.
Really? If you're single...
WalletHub did this ranking based on 34 factors, including the average cost of a dinner at a restaurant, drinks, the percentage of the population that is single, activities, online dating opportunities, and even things like the price of gym memberships. Because you certainly want to work out hard until you find somebody you're not afraid to get fat in front of.
they say... meeting people at a gym is better than meeting people at a bar, right? But the best place to meet somebody supposedly is church.
There's two sides. Church is good.
Church, yep.
The whole baptismal thing for me. Boy,
did you get some phone numbers when you were at your baptism?
Now the worst places.
That might be the worst thing I've ever heard.
Well, the way he was talking about baptism.
Like, just getting baptized for some girl.
The Lord knew I was a phony, and he smote me with snot.
Yeah.
I've told that story way too many times. Here's where you don't want to be single.
Okay.
Las Vegas.
The worst is Brownsville, Texas.
Single or it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's just an armpit.
It's also one of the best places to get shot in America,
too. Yeah, well.
Pembroke Pines, Florida. Now, that surprised me.
Really?
Because that is a big, upwardly mobile suburb that literally was built in the time I lived down in Florida.
And it's the worst place to be for a single?
One of the worst. Top 10, Hialeah, Florida.
All right.
But that's more of a... nobody's speaking of English. Hialeah used to be a garden spot. Number one tourist destination for many years. Right. Beautiful racetrack there.
Not anymore.
Pearl City, Hawaii.
I'm not sure where Pearl City is.
And South Burlington, Vermont. Those are the places that you don't want to be single. Miller High Life.
Yes, I know what this story is about.
It's about
76 words long. Miller High Life's slogan is the champagne of beers.
Look at that champagne bottles! Holidays! I'm so excited. I don't know how to put it on the wedding registry, but I'm really pumped about it.
And as Emily just said, they give me those champagne bottles!
This has been a test. Had this been an actual emergency, you would have been instructed where to tune in your area.
For just $3.49, you can toast with the champagne and beers on New Year's Eve in an actual little...
Amazing.
And pictures.
There are pictures. Have you seen the pictures?
It's beautiful.
Miller wine.
We would do a thing called a high life, low life. There's a Miller High Life and a shot of whiskey.
Hey, I didn't know this, but they're making them. You know, they've made Monopoly games for Star Wars and so many different things.
Yeah. They've made an Alabama Monopoly game and an Auburn Monopoly.
They're making a Monopoly for millennials.
Oh, no.
I guess the thing is you shake the dice and you get somebody else to move your game piece for you.
The champagne of beers.
How beautiful.
That is very.
How beautiful.
That is, got the time.
We got the beer.
Oh, I'm so excited about it.
Barron says we have guests outside.
Oh, he does? Okay, well then, that's it for the stupid news. Monopoly for millennials. Oh, well, look at take it. I'll tell you what, I'll bug Joey about that this afternoon.
All right.
Because he just loves it when I
noticed some millennial tendencies with my big sister, and I'm very upset about it. I don't know if there's like a millennial intervention that you can do.
Well.
But because my nephew's pumpkin didn't win the pumpkin contest, she told him they were all winners, and I was like, no.
No, that does not prepare them for real life. Yeah. You're not always going to get...
I told my baby they were all winners. No, Elizabeth.
Well, we have days like this with lots of rain. And yesterday, man, some of those thunderstorms that came through late in the afternoon were pretty wild.
I'll tell you what, some heavy downpours. I've never seen so many in one day at my house. There's just a bunch of them.
All it takes is a good gust of wind to shove some rain under a shingle, and then the next thing you know, you're looking at a wet spot in the ceiling, that and they're hideous. They look like dried out flowers that grew into your ceiling. It doesn't mean you need a new roof. It does mean you need to call 800-264-8009 and get Jones Brothers out to touch that up. But the first thing they do before they repaint and fix that stain is find the source. As houses settle, it's only natural. Houses settle, there are cracks that develop, not just between shingles and the wood underneath the shingles that support the roof, but the mortar outside can also crack and allow water in. So they trace the source, seal it so it doesn't happen a second time, and then they dispatch a painter whose talent is to take those stains, get rid of them, and you don't have to have the whole ceiling painted. Get the whole thing fixed for a very reasonable amount of money. Now, when you need a new roof, call Jones Brothers. But in the meantime, they do everything possible to keep you under the roof you have so you can get 30 to 40 years out of it. 800-264-8009. They do a variety of other services like screen doors, screened-in patios, replacement to windows that are energy efficient, and more. See their whole portfolio of accomplishment at jbroof.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Today is one of those days that when there won't be a traditional high temperature. I mean, in that the current temperature is the warmest of the day, and temperatures will be steady or falling throughout the day, which is going to add insult to injury to an otherwise dismal day with periods of rain, mostly light to moderate rain most of the time, not quite as heavy as yesterday. But still, though, we're going to add in some areas an inch, maybe an inch or two to the rainfall totals. And a lot of you had more than 2 inches yesterday. Some of you had way more than 3 inches. The temperature will fall to about 46 by 5 p.m., down to 42 overnight tonight, and the winds will pick up out of the northwest later on today, which also adds to the chill. Tomorrow, periods of rain. A chilly day. A cold day, high of 49. Then on Thursday, chance of showers early in the day, otherwise cloudy for the most part, maybe a few afternoon sun breaks. Still cold, high 47. We could be down to freezing, or at least tease freezing, first thing by dawn Friday morning, and Friday's high in the 50s, with sunshine returning on Friday. And sunshine over the weekend should be a great weekend. High temperatures in the 60s, really just an outstanding weekend. Right now, cloudy skies, northwest winds at 10. Light rain falling. Temperature is 52 at 8:39.
This is attorney Saj Grubbs inviting you to our free lunch and learn on November 14th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. The topic is 7 mistakes you don't want to make in your estate plan and how to choose a home health provider. Call 649-4911 to register.
All right, on Tuesday we have brand new editions of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head and a Few Seconds Inside a Guy's, and they're coming up. Now we got a guest coming in.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police are investigating a shooting Monday night. They tell us this happened in the 4700 block of Mobile Highway around 6:30. A man was taken to the hospital with life-threatening injuries. So far, no arrests have been made. Selma police have a suspected killer behind bars this morning. Police say 34-year-old Winston Harris is charged with murder and the death of 42-year-old Ricky Sanders. Sanders' badly beaten body was found on Lamar Avenue last Friday morning. Harris is being held in the Dallas County Jail. And multiple organizations are holding a rain gear drive for MPS students today. If you would like to donate, visit Booker T. Washington's campus on Haneville Road, Moe's at East Chase, or St. James School this morning. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Today's show is brought to you by Copenhagen-Dazs, the new ice cream flavored tobacco. Copenhagen-Dazs, now a new wintergreen marble fudge.
Jeez, dude, you need to change your blinker fluid.
That's not a thing.
And your thoracic couplet is totally shot.
Really?
It is.
Look, nothing gets by me. Just like this oil filter. Nothing gets by Purolator.
Hey, if you're using Purolator Boss, you know your stuff.
Oh, yeah. Protection up to 15,000 miles.
Ooh, but you really should replace your Vesuvius valve.
Stop talking.
Now get a Purolator Boss premium oil filter and 5 quarts of synthetic oils for $32.99 at Advance Auto Parts. See store for details.
Ah, folks, this is Rusty. If you've got your mind on your money and your money on your mind, you'll love the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings at 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
Hello? Hello? Ugh. Why do these scam callers call but then never say anything? It's obnoxious enough some are trying to sell me a timeshare, like I got 15 grand in my wallet, but how lazy do they have to be to say nothing at all? Do they get paid for that job? Because if they do, sign me up for that gig. Oh wait, that's kind of what I do most of the time at my work. I used to like it when my phone rang and it was always someone I knew, but now it rings and I waste my super friendly sounding, hello? Voice for nothing. And I get the same feeling as when I got crank called in high school. Who is it? Why are they cranking me? I always had a feeling it was Billy Taylor after I broke up with him at prom. Wouldn't that be weird if it was still him after all these years? Oh, I should answer. Billy Taylor, is that you? Oh, it's my mom. Decline call. Now she's someone I wish I could get to say nothing.
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
And now it's time for another episode of A Few Seconds Inside a Man's Head.
Oh man, does this movie suck. But if I tell her, it'll ruin movie night forever. The sacrifices we make for love. Well, she made popcorn.
And that was another episode of A Few Seconds Inside a Man's Head.
This is the News Talk 93.1 River Region Business Spotlight, a chance for you to get to know our area businesses and business leaders.
All right. Welcome, Charlotte. How are you today?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
And you're here to talk about, it's the Kelly Art Festival.
Well, it's the Artist Market.
Artist Market, excuse Kelly. Me. At the Kelly.
Right.
I don't know what the Kelly is.
The Kelly is our, what we call the Kelly Fitzpatrick Memorial Gallery, which is an art gallery in downtown Wetumpka.
Oh, I got you. Got you.
You know, you're here a long time. You learn something new every day.
Yeah, I'll see you at the Kelly.
At the Kelly. Yeah, that sounds cool, too.
Yeah.
Well, tell us about it. Who is this set up for? Is this a general public kind of thing? Or
this is for the general public. It's this Saturday from 10 to 1.
Okay.
It's at the City Administrative Building, which also houses the Kelly. And that's at 408 South Main Street in Wetumpka. And we'd have a variety of artists. I'll let Carol tell you about the artists.
Hi, Carol. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
We have everything from original art, paintings, pottery, photographs, quilts, quilt patterns, jewelry, and Christmas decorations, too. Homemade Christmas decorations.
See, now that's something that interests me because I like to buy heirloom type of stuff.
Well, you would love this because we've gotten some wood out of, I've gotten some and another artist has gotten some wood out of Little Sam's Cafe that is an iconic historic restaurant in downtown Wetumpka.
Mm-hmm.
And it has been, it's being redone for the Coosa Cleaver. And we've gotten some wood that we've painted some items on. So it really is historic.
Since I haven't heard of this before, I don't think it's a dumb question to ask. This is your first time?
This is our first time, yes.
Every once in a while, Rich, I managed to get one right.
That's good, man. So it's this Saturday, and it sounds like, the weather's going to be perfect, so it sounds like it's going to be a great day to go.
It will be, and it's we'll have items for all different ages, mm-hmm. and everything ranges from $10 to $500, maybe.
It's mostly
smaller items.
We have food vendors and stuff out there?
No, it's only art, but it's a great time to pick up some of the Christmas gifts.
Oh, nice idea.
That's kind of what I'm thinking. And what time is it open Saturday?
10 o'clock to 1 o'clock.
Oh, 3 hours, so that's a limited window then.
That's right.
You know, I really think I may head up there and check this out.
Now, tell everybody where the Kelly is again.
It's at 408 South Main Street.
Okay.
It's the city administrative building.
I got you. All right. Very nice.
Getting there from 231, you would turn off to go to
Main
the old
Street.
Downtown?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And it's between the Civic Center and Alabama Power.
Oh, I know where that is.
On the left. Okay. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Great.
Very nice.
And 10 to 1, so this is now, I'll get there later. No, I would, try and get there at the beginning and then get the best look at what's available, too.
Right.
How long have you been working on setting this up?
Oh, 6 months?
Yes, six months.
And we've got a lot of really fine artists, too.
I'm sure. My daughter used to do these types of things down in Florida. She's a graphic designer, and mm-hmm. she would put up a booth and... she did interesting things with animals and bugs. She did amazing. She did some amazing...
I've seen some artistic things done with bugs.
Yeah, no, it's actually kind of cool. Yeah,
one of our artists has made jewelry out of pieces of hardware.
Oh, I bet that is cool.
It's really cool.
Yeah,
it is.
Well, we hope it's a giant success. Again, this is... Make sure I get the name of this right. Because I've been up since 2 and I'm a little bit foggy at this point in the show.
It's what is the name of the art?
Artist Market.
Thank you.
At the Kelly.
At the Artist Market at the Kelly.
Yeah.
Now, if you should happen to be in the area this afternoon, I'm back at 3 o'clock. If you want to drop in for a few minutes and mention it again, you're welcome to come back.
Okay.
And I'm serious, I would love to run up there and take a look at this.
Well, it's going
to
be really good. The potter even uses driftwood and deer antlers in some of her pottery.
That's
isn't
nice.
That cool?
That is
from the area.
Creative.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very creative. Mm-hmm. Well, I hope it goes well this year.
Yes. Great success to you.
Yeah.
And I hope to see you there.
Okay, great.
And maybe
thank you.
Back here this afternoon or tomorrow. Whenever you can, just let us know.
Okay, great.
It's 8:49, our final traffic report. Lots going on with the rain.
Traffic is brought to you by Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, home of the largest used car inventory in the area.
Morning, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Just the one accident now causing problems is the one on 85 southbound at Chantilly Parkway. Still got traffic backed up all the way to Pike Road. All the other accidents that were causing delays are now cleared. There are 10 things you must do to make sure you get a quality used car. Number one, call Reinhart Toyota Used Car Supercenter. They'll take care of the other 9. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
It's amazing how quickly things change. Now it seems like my kids take care of me more than I do of them. I know they worry, but I want them to know they don't have to do it alone and that Kindred can help.
Kindred nurses and therapists help manage conditions like heart failure, COPD, and diabetes. For questions about rehabilitation, home health, or care after a hospital stay, call 1-866-KINDRED and a registered nurse can walk you through care options that best fit your needs. Call 1-866-KINDRED.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Everywhere I go, the Christmas music they play makes me feel psycho, batty and insane. Before Thanksgiving, don't play Silent Night. What child is this, or Jingle Bells, White Christmas, or Sleigh Ride? No! Mental health, scrambling my brain. Going nuts from Christmas songs, they're driving me insane. Mental health, until Christmas Day. I'll go mad from Christmas songs, cause it's all anyone plays.
Hey, 51. Hey, I want to do a shout out real quick to a couple I met over the weekend as I was out shopping. Mm-hmm. The Puckets! The Puckets, Jeff and Elizabeth. They are devoted listeners morning and afternoon. They love Rich Thomas. They love Random Facts. They love Emily Hayes. And they were just the nicest folks, and it's always great. Remember the time Susan made fun of me because I said, don't be afraid to, you know, come up in public and say hello?
Which day was that?
Oh, yeah, that's right. That would be hard to single out one, wouldn't it? But when you meet folks like that, and it just makes you feel so good mm-hmm. about the caliber of person.
Right.
That is tuning in every morning, and I thank them, the Puckets, wonderful folks. Now, speaking of wonderful people, and just in time to join us for our Morning Maroon nominees, would you bring in former Secretary of State, failed presidential candidate, and Lurch lookalike John Cadet?
America, you have a right to be stupid.
They got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right each and every day. We present for your consideration today's Morning Maroon nominees. Judge the dumbest of the dumb, our friend Randy Burgold from Bramble Farm Center. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hey.
Hi. Hey. How y'all doing?
Let's go over our nominees for Morning Maroon very quickly here. Number one. And guess what state?
It's got to be.
We only have to go as far as St. Petersburg for this one. 42-year-old Kimberly Gabble went to a Red Lobster Saturday night, but she was hammered and bothering customers while waiting for a table, so the manager asked her to leave. She stormed out, cursing the entire way, but just before she left, she stopped at the lobby tank where there are live lobsters.
Oh, no.
Reached in and grabbed one, and then took off. The store called 911. She was tracked down nearby, still cursing loudly at nobody in particular. She was arrested for disorderly intoxication. The condition of the lobster is not known. But
the lobster's lawyer is now involved.
We have a corporate nominee next. Ryanair, a Boeing 737, was ready to take off in France, headed for London. It was packed with 149 passengers. They'd all been boarded. All their passports and identification had been checked. They were just waiting for the pushback, that familiar feeling of the plane getting that little... when they found out that Ryanair had not paid their bill for the plane. So the plane was repossessed before it took off and impounded. The passengers had to make other arrangements.
Now that's embarrassing.
Right. Yeah. The jet was finally released after Ryanair paid 525,000 euros. But by that point, a lot of people had already been greatly inconvenienced. And then this story here is kind of disturbing, too. In Ohio, home state to Rich Thomas, major traffic delays resulted when a semi-truck overturned on a stretch of highway and spilled its entire load of spinach. Yeah. The truck overturned in the center and right lanes of the highway. Spinach spilled across the entire width of the highway. The 50-year-old driver of the truck was taken to a hospital with minor injuries. It took 6 hours to clear the spinach, which is a very slippery substance,
yes,
to get it off the road before cars and traffic were allowed to resume. So, dumbest of the dumb.
This is very costly. That took a lot of cabbage to clean up that spinach.
Cabbage. I see what you did there, Randy, because, you know, one was, yeah, they're both, you know, vegetables.
One of
us. I see.
Let us entertain you at Travel Farm Center.
maybe the Ryanair folks.
Ryanair.
Yeah, that's right. Got to pay your bill.
Yeah. Yep.
What an imbecile. What an ultramaroon.
We'll make that for the CEO of Ryanair. So, Randy, cold, yes, damp, fog, grass going into dormancy, pre-emerge, down.
Well, I'm going to give you a little primer. We've had a lot of folks come in with questions on fire ants. I don't know if you've noticed with the wet ground, if you drive down the road and the medians, there's fire ant fields everywhere.
There are.
And they've really popped up. Let me give you a little primer on fire ant control procedures. All right, there's only two types of fire ant control. There's a contact poison, and there are baits that the fire ants take down and eat. Mm-hmm. That's it. Those two types. All the products you group into those two types. Contact poisons generally do not kill the queen, although I have one that works very well, very quickly. We sell a lot of it. Easy to use. That's the key.
Randy, do you recall, you gave me a sample of some. It has kind of a very pungent aroma to it.
Yes, aspate. Uh-huh.
Yeah. That stuff is amazing.
That's the one, Greg, I sell a lot of because it works very quickly and it's easy. We call it the first step because generally you have a lot of mounds and you want to try to get a lot of them knocked down at one time.
Yeah.
It's an easy way to do that. But the second step, if you really want good fire ant control after you do that first step, is put out a bait. Mm-hmm. Timing and weather conditions are very important with a bait. So, yeah, I mean, if you have questions about fire ant control, come here. We can explain that whole when to use the bait process. And
no debate
actually
about
results
it
in good fire ant control.
Yeah. Well, you call it aspate?
Aspate, uh-huh.
Man, that's just amazing. And I'll tell you, right next to the Thinking Stew, endangering me and my ankles, it looks like a pyramid. That they built a pyramid right next to the Thinking Stew. It is huge.
Fire ant condo.
The reason we like that product is, and we tell people this, do not disturb the mound. Do not water it in. Just sprinkle a little on top and walk away.
It doesn't take
easy
much.
How easy can you get? Hmm. I mean, that is easy.
It's deadly efficient.
It does. So next day, they're gone.
This is one way you can get rid of things you don't want around your house, your lawn, your garden. They got everything you know they need to get prepare your lawn for the long winter snap so next spring it doesn't spring up with millions of weeds. And, of course, so many other items, including some great gift ideas, birdhouses, things like that at Prattville Farm Center.
We have raw peanuts and shelled pecans. Throw that out there. It's getting to be the season.
All righty. Yeah. You got it. At Prattville Farm Center, address and hours, please.
1154 South Memorial Drive. That is in Prattville, about a third of a mile just south of the Uptown McDonald's on the right-hand side, kind of off down in a hole. And we're here from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, 7 to 2 on Saturday.
And I know you'll be in church on Sunday. Say hi to Mrs. B for us, and have a great day, Randy.
Y'all do the same.
Take care.
All right, the Busticam News and Views has pulled in. They're next.
Last year, I was on a mission to find the perfect bank. You know, a place that cared about me as much as my money. Finally, I discovered I wasn't looking for a bank. I was looking for ASE Credit Union. They have free checking, great rates, and make all of their loan decisions right here in Montgomery. I always thought I had to be a state employee to join ASE Credit Union.